guys.
Well, hi.
Is everyone recording in their home in Byron's?
Sure.
Yeah.
Does that give you confidence? Those two responses, Andy? Are you? I guess the question would be, are you? Because we're tentative because we're always unsure of you, and we don't want to insult your technical prowess.
Oh, I'm recording.
Are you sure?
Let's jump right in.
Me too.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast with your artificial friends.
Happy 4th of July, everybody!
Hey. Hey, actually, that reminds me, I do want to, right off the top here, Andy, I know this is unprecedented, but
I think I already know where this is going.
I would love to read just one of the emails we received in our Yapsack. That is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. Jared, our friend Jared, says, "Greetings, gents. At what point did you realize that you were a week early in promoting Mother's Day? When I read the show description, and I imagine many people probably had the same feeling because I know I did. When I read the show description this morning at 5:30, my heart froze and I scrambled to a calendar to confirm that it wasn't this Sunday. Always glad to see a new episode in my feed. Keep up the great work. Cheers, Jared in Anaheim." And I do have an answer for Jared. The moment we realized it was the moment your email came in to me on Thursday as I was waking up and saw it, and it was like, oh. And I did the same thing. I checked the calendar and was like, we are done. Now, that's just three human beings.
I know.
Three grown men. We have jobs. We went to school. We have an education. We know. Three grown men couldn't figure that out.
Here's the takeaway from all of this that I realized after you sent me the notification.
Right. Thanks to Jared.
Thank you, Jared. The thing that I realized was, we just don't give a shit about Mother's Day.
Well, I will admit, I have been calendar challenged for at least a year. I mean, it's just like, I don't know when I am, where I am. Plus, and this is only a mild excuse, I've been working ahead furiously on the three different jobs I have for different radio stations because of different circumstances. So I've had to do music logs for a station in Phoenix a week ahead of time because a guy's doing a live broadcast and he wanted. And so I honestly, genuinely don't know where I am. I've been back and forth to L.A. So when you said it was coming up this Sunday, I was like, of course it's coming up this Sunday. I will be prepared to make sure that Alex and I will make sure that Charlotte has a lovely day this Sunday.
Yeah, and I was going to say, it doesn't help that literally every holiday has been the same thing for the last year. It's like, okay, I guess we'll have a nice dinner inside somewhere. And, it's pretty hard to make anything special. Yeah, exactly.
Well, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a Mother's Day edition all over again.
I think, honestly, what we really need to do, first off, is apologize for the false panic that we have struck across, hopefully not all of our listeners, but some. We apologize.
Yeah. Jared was not alone. Jared was not alone in this. And if you look at our Facebook comments, which I was just really afraid to look at.
I never look. Were they hurtful?
You know, here's the thing. People who are regular listeners know us well enough to know
to be hurtful,
to know that we're dumbasses,
to know that we're not necessarily in Mensa, all three of us, if you combined our individual brains. So I think we're forgiven for being goofballs. And let's face it, let's just call it a two-parter. We're doubling up on mom.
Special two-part Mother's Day episode.
It's a two-part thing. And let's do the Labor Day episode today. The 4th of July episode and get it over with.
Honestly, every comment is like, I just had a panic attack seeing Mother's Day was this Sunday. because the description is still up as that on our Facebook page. Denise says, you freaked me out. This Sunday is not Mother's Day. Thanks for the 6 a.m. panic, Aaron Owl, says Oliver.
You know what this is? It's sad because this is the most listener interaction we've had in months.
I was going to say, we might want to do, you know, make just big, giant goofball mistakes, obvious ones more often, and get people.
And you're saying we don't.
Yeah. That's true.
That's the voice, by the way, of Lawrence Morgan.
Hello.
And the other one there of Josh Fligger.
Hi.
I'm Andy Chanley. Sam Farmer on assignment in, where?
Big
where
week the, for him, Cleveland.
Where is he? Cleveland?
Mistake by the lake.
Yeah. Yeah, talk about a mistake. Let's talk about the Colts not taking an offensive tackle. But
oh boy, that's really got your goat, doesn't it?
Topic for another day. Well, God damn it, they're gonna.
You just said it was topic for another day, so let's do it another day. Maybe we do it the 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, but say that the Super Bowl is this Sunday. I don't know.
Like the Colts would be anywhere near sniffing
not without
the Super
an
Bowl.
Offensive tackle. No. I'll cry it out loud.
No, Jim Irsay likes to murder quarterbacks.
That's his MO. He likes to drop them really high and then watch him die over a slow, slog, painful death.
Let's get a quarterback, let's get some defensive players, and that quarterback's going to get murdered.
Yeah, let's beat the crap out of him, make him retire early, even though he's the best one we've ever seen.
Generational talent.
Every time there's a sack, the camera goes up the stands, he's just laughing hysterically, like clapping, going, ah.
Yeah. Generational talent out of Stanford, are you? Well, we'll take you down a peg.
We'll see how those knees hold up.
Woo! That's good stuff. Well, before we get to the motherly things, I thought I'd just share this little doozy with you guys, and I have to rearrange my headphones for it.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like George the Animal Steel.
Andy, for those who can't see the Zoom, which is nobody... Andy is as smooth as a billiard ball. Now show us your head.
Did your hat size go down at all?
Let me put my penis back away and you can see my skull.
You've got a very nice shaped bald head.
You know what? You're the second person in 2 days that said that.
You do. I mean, there's every
chance. Gina Grant told me yesterday, thank fuck you've got a nicely shaped skull.
Yes, exactly. You do. There's every chance you could have looked like, you know, Uncle Fester or,
you could have some weird Gorbachev thing going in there you never even know about. And all of a sudden you shave that off and you got like a little South America tattoo on top of your head. It looks like Thailand or something.
So I'm assuming that obviously you guys did the whole shaving ritual with the kids.
Yeah. It was great.
But it must have started this week, right?
It did. Well, here's the weird thing about it. And for anybody just tuning in, I got cancer and my hair's coming out.
thanks for that detail.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
And it's not Mother's Day yet.
Dude, we started with dead moms last week on what we thought was a Mother's Day episode. So there are no rules here, obviously.
No rules, just right. What is that? Is that Outback Steakhouse?
Hits just keep on coming.
Anywho, so they told me when I started the chemotherapy that my hair is going to come out, right? I said, how long, you know, when can I expect that to happen? And they said, 2 weeks, it's going to start coming out. Well, I go through the first 3 weeks, you know, cycle completely and nothing. Like nothing. Like, no, not a hair out of place. And so 3 weeks ago, I start the second one and get the infusion, and a week goes by, still nothing. I'm like, this is weird. Then at the beginning of that first week, I start losing some hair. Yeah, you could see after I took a shower or, you know, after, you know, I combed my hair at the sink, you could see that there was some loose hair. So we think it's coming, right? The plan that we have with the kids, we think that it's time for my hair to all come out. But then it stopped for several days, like for, you know, like 4 or 5 days where I'm like, what's going on? And even Laura is like, I haven't seen it. You haven't lost any hair at all. This is really weird.
And are you like tugging at it to see if it comes out in your hand?
Yeah. And I did a Zoom interview with an artist on Wednesday And like, I have a full head of hair. It was weird. And then Wednesday night, it started coming out again. Like I could go up to my hair and like take a handful, a little finger full of hair, pull, and not painful at all, but like,
yeah, but is that, you know, like
a
weird?
Full pinch full of hair
just
would
like
come
a
right
switch
out.
Flips and you're,
it
you're
was.
Done.
That's weird.
It was crazy. Wow. And so I'm like, I can't make it to the weekend like this. This, you know, the idea was to have a, you know, Saturday where the kids all get. So I'm like, we got to do this, like, you know, tomorrow. So on Thursday, and this has been the plan all along, and this is what the kids have been champing at the bit for, is to shave my head. Well, first to dye it all sorts of colors,
right,
and then to shave a mohawk into it. Yep. Excuse the cultural appropriation of our indigenous peoples. And then after that, you know, shape it into a nice, you know, pointy mohawk, and photograph all of this, of course, and then shave everything off until I'm. Well, that happened. The kids went apeshit with colors all over my hair. It was a rainbow of color. And then they cut the mohawk in there. And you would be surprised.
Did you look like,
you know,
at one point in time, did you look like late 90s Dennis Rodman?
like
all these weird red and purple swirls and black dots and everything in your hair.
It was pretty scary because I didn't look that bad with a mohawk. I kind of looked like, yeah, the whitest Native American ever. it was pretty crazy. But so the kids, they really got into it and enjoyed doing that. And that was the idea all along of, hey, you know, I'm going to lose my hair, you know, and trying to prepare them for that, because that's kind of traumatic, I would imagine.
Sure,
seeing,
that can be shocking.
You know,
if
it's a look of frailty.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
I'm pretty sure they're used to that by now, but go ahead.
Says the man with a buzz cut. we wanted to include them in it so that they felt, you know, yeah, daddy's hair is gone. I cut it off. You know, they felt not just comfort with it, but some blame. And so, you know, that all happened and everything, but it was weird. And at the end of it, Lara's like, looks at me. She has this look on her face, like, you know, just like she's looking at, you know, a giant, you know, possum pooping in the garden or something. Like,
I thought you were going to take that the other way. And she was just looking at you going, come here.
Yeah, it's like, come it's here. Like a brand new guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Get over here, Mr. Clean. No, she was looking at me like she didn't recognize me for a second. And I'm like, what? She's like, well, it hadn't occurred to me until just now that after all of this, I'd be left with a bald husband.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just taking it in. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, great. Well, good then. So, but I was doing some research on it, and they say that the hair on your head's first to go, and then later on the facial hair will go.
That was my next question. Is there going to be a point in time where you just don't have to shave anymore?
I don't know.
That would be nice, right?
Your eyebrows? What about your eyebrows?
Yeah, your eyebrows are going to go.
Oh, they're going to go?
The eyebrows are going to go, yeah. I don't know about the whole beard. That seems weird to me. Beard weird.
Are you
but then
put
they,
fake eyebrows on? Please put fake eyebrows on.
Yeah,
please.
I'm going to draw them on with a Sharpie.
No, nice. No, just go get felt ones from like a hobby
like Groucho
store.
Eyebrows.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
caterpillars across your.
I'm going to draw them on.
Get like the Bert. Just have a unibrow. Just go straight
go.
Across.
I'm going to draw them on with a bronze Sharpie. I'm just. yeah. So those go, and then your body hair, I guess, goes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess last to go is your pubes.
So you're going to look like powder. With your pasty white skin, you're just going to be powder.
Yeah. No, I'm going to look like the aliens in Close Encounters.
What's that old toy with the magnet pin where you drag the Med-Ec shavings up to the guy's face and draw a beard and a mustache?
Lara's gonna call the cops. She's gonna be like, "There's an alien building a shed out in my backyard. I don't know what to do. There's an alien fixing the gutters. What do we do?"
Let him finish. But yeah, so that was the excitement of the week. Is I am now bold.
Well, you look good. You look good to me, and I'm sorry that Lara is repulsed and horrified by the look. But I think you look quite dashing. I think it suits you.
I think it's going to be a turn on. Having sex with a stranger.
Well, right. It's going to be like, "Sir, after you finish the handyman jobs, I don't have any cash,
maybe she'll like get all in it, like rub baby oil on your head, make it like..." Now, do you feel like colder? Does it feel like a chill at all? Do you notice? You notice it?
No, I mean, it's been pretty temperate here the last few days, so I haven't really noticed a chill.
So you're gonna have to wear it. Right now, it's getting into summer there, and you like to do a lot of outside stuff. So you're definitely gonna be an hat guy.
I'm in the cap. I'm cap bound.
I'm telling you, please try the fishing cap. The
with the flaps?
Yes, please do a fishing cap. I think that'd be great. Like the beach cap, you know what I mean?
Like McLean Stevenson and MASH?
Yes, exactly.
Well, see, that's, you know what, Josh? I've been trying to figure out what we can do, because other people have been sending them like giant boxes of meat and all these other, you know, little gestures to wish him well and make things easier on him. We need to subscribe him to a Hat of the Month Club.
Ah, now you're talking.
But all of them have to be like really, like 1 week, 1 month it's Elmer Fudd, you know? Yeah,
here's
and
the problem, though.
1 month it's the fishing cap with all the hooks and things dangling off it.
Did I tell you what the winner is so far of the gift hats that have been sent to me?
The Fez.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though.
Fez is pretty good.
Now, see, that's what Laura's going to make you wear. Shriner.
Like she got lost at a Shriner convention.
I don't know.
Shriner damn near killed her.
Oh boy.
Oh, heavens.
Yep.
Well, we have some YAF calls to get to, and I have a hunch what they're going to be about.
Yeah, I have a feeling there's a theme.
Let's get ready to be insulted.
But before we
calendar to ensure what day this is, what day this is going to come out, and are we, in fact, on the week before Mother's Day? If you remember to put this out.
At this point, I sincerely don't care.
It just doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But it is Asian and Pacific Islander
Awareness?
Heritage Month.
That's it, yeah.
Welcome to that.
And I knew that because it popped up on my calendar in a way where I'd never seen it before. It's like, that's a thing that I knew about, sure.
Yeah.
It's also Orthodox Easter today.
Is it?
Yep.
Woot.
So hot dog.
As we record this.
So do we hide Orthodox Easter eggs or what?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, what we do have for folks today is something that Larry has lovingly prepared. And that is we decided to augment our motherly appreciation.
Very special.
Our maternal adoration.
Yes.
another week by doing our favorite mother songs. Larry, you have the con.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. And I can say that what's really the connective tissue in all of the song picks, which we do, by the way, anonymously, we do not tell each other what our... Obviously, I need to know them so I can gather the clips.
Right.
But Josh and Andy are going to be surprised by the other two choices, two songs each. And I think that, as I've said in the past, there's usually always some sort of common link between the songs we pick, which I find fascinating because we are obviously not close friends. We're artificial friends. So we, you know. All six tunes today, as far as celebration of the maternal presence, are incredibly inappropriate for that celebration. Yep. So we've all done a very good job, except for one. And Josh, I think, gets the pass on one of his choices. But I'm going to start, I think, with Andy. And I'm going in the order that you sent them to me. But let's start with choice number one from Andy. It's a little on the nose as far as the artist goes, but it's a nice choice. Do you want me to just play it?
Yeah, hit it. So good.
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? I always get in trouble when you bring it around. Motorcycle mama, won't you lay it down?
So guess who, Josh?
You know what? I had no idea at the beginning because the guitar sounded good and it was in tune. So I was like, I don't know.
Oh,
who
you
this
mother!
Is.
Well, it is that intricate Neil Young guitar playing one note.
Yeah, but it's in tune though.
He is so good. He's got more feel in his pinky than you've got in your whole. Anyway, what's great about that is a couple of things. One, that song is on the Comes a Time album, which is just a lovely album of, Harvest. You know, it's like that kind of with strings and, acoustic guitar and Nicolette Larson, who's a wonderful singer, singing on a few of the songs. It's, A Lot of Love is on there. It's gonna take a lot of love. Beautiful songs that are on this album. And then it ends with, Motorcycle Mama, won't you lay your big spike down? What's great, the other thing is that my mom actually liked that song.
What does that mean, though, lay your big spike down?
Your kickstand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I
played it for my mom.
Sorry, Josh, you're not up on the hog jargon.
Hog jargon.
When I saw that title pop up, Andy, of course, I struggle with it for a little bit because I don't think I'm super familiar with that song. And I immediately went to Motorcycle Mama by Sail Cat, which is a song that was briefly on the radio and I think was in regular rotation for Mimi with Peace, Love, and Sunday Mornings, if I'm not mistaken. It kind of seems to fit that. But if anyone remembers Motorcycle Mama by Sail Cat, that's a deep pull, man. Yeah,
that has to be a medley of their hit.
Yeah, it's basically it.
But yeah, there you go. Some Motorcycle Mama.
All right. Here is a fine choice from Josh, and I'm not sure if these were ones that were top of mind for him or if he once again Googled a list of best mama songs.
Well, this was the first one this was like the fourth one that came to my head. I didn't want to pick my first three choices because they were so, everybody's going to pick those. So I wanted to dig a little deeper. So I assume this is the...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Right?
Gotta love them.
How good is that?
Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks.
Yeah!
Don't let them be doctors and lawyers and such.
That's a gold medal winner right there.
That's the best. That's so good.
Yeah, right?
That was the first one. Yeah, that one just popped right in my head.
Yeah, some Waylon Jennings. It's fantastic.
Boy, the Outlaws, man. Those guys, that's a good album. That's still a good album. That's
Some of those songs, I can't hear enough. Like Luckenbach, Texas.
Yeah. That song was, I think I've told the story before, that song was so impactful that my dad, we did a father-son trip in the late 70s where we just got in the car one summer and my dad said, we're going to drive to Luckenbach. And we did. We just drove there, and it was just...
How many miles was it?
It was in East Texas from where we were going, so and that's a big old frickin' state. So it was, a couple of days' drive, and there's no place to stay around there, so I think we ended up, going into Austin or something after that. But he just, and there was nothing going on. It was like the middle of the week.
Right.
And you know, between, and a lot of people were playing, like Jerry Jeff Walker was a guy that my dad loved, and he played there live all the times and was kind of a legend around there. And he just kind of wandered around this tiny little nothing town and went into the little roadhouse where, you know, they usually had the live shows, and asked a bunch of people just, you know, what it was like there. And I'm standing there going, this is boring. I don't get this. But, you know, it was with my dad. So it was, and I saw how happy he was to just kind of like pay homage to the play. It was like this sabbatical for him. It was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a nothing town, right? There's like nothing there.
I think it's maybe a general store, a venue where they played. I mean, who knows what it is now. Maybe a gas station.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nothing.
It's like the pioneer town of Texas,
not even off the main interstate. You have to take multiply, those tinier roads to get there, to the point where it's just like, where are we? But it's pretty cool. So when I think about it, that I had that experience.
All right, you're up. What did you pick, Larry?
This wins the award for maybe most inappropriate song. But
Danzig Mother?
Maybe why I chose it, outside of the John Lennon song that we rejected a week or so ago. It is two things. It's the only real big hit that one of my favorite bands ever had on the radio, so they made a little money out of it. The songwriter and a brilliant musician and composer, we lost to COVID from last year, and the video's awesome. Stacey's mom has got it going on. She's all I want, and I've waited for so long. Stacey, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacey's mom. That's Fountains of Wayne, the great Adam Schlesinger, who we lost last year, who did more than I even realized after all the tributes.
It's just like his
the list of his credits goes on and on and on. And I am a huge Fountains of Wayne fan. I just love that band.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Adam Schlesinger have an Oscar? And, you know, I mean, like,
I think for That Thing You Do, is that the one he won for?
Did he do the soundtrack for that movie?
He wrote that song.
Who's that other cat? I can't think of his name now. Friend of Taylor Goldsmith of Dawes.
Crazy how that song has worked its way into actual, like, now it doesn't have anything to do with the movie. I hear that song like out at the grocery store.
Oh, sure.
I mean? It's like there's not many songs that can say that they did something like
that. No, and that song is so good. And it
belongs to that. It literally sounds like it was written in that era. Like
it does. You know what song it sounds to me like is the Knickerbocker's Lies. The part where he goes, and I try so hard to forget you, girl, but it's just so hard to do.
Yep.
That turnaround, it's the exact same shit in Lies by the Knickerbockers.
I don't know if it's like the harmonies that they're singing in that turnaround where like somebody's singing the fifths or something, but it's just that kind of era where... Yeah. And it just sounds so timely for that.
Well, that's where Adam was a real genius, because he was sought after by anybody who's doing like a period piece, but needed original music for like a character to sing or something. Even if it was like, you know, big band stuff from the 40s or whatever, he just had this encyclopedic brain that could like distill
the sound of an era.
And then what he created very often sounded exactly like it came from that place. He was doing that all the time, and he was composing stuff for like, he did so much of the music for My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, that whole series, did a bunch of those songs. I mean, it's like, if you looked at his list of credits outside of just the bands he played in, it's phenomenal what he did. So that guy was a freaking genius.
I was so pissed right around that time we lost John Prine too. And I look back and like, you know, besides the horrible toll that it's taken on, you know, so many people, and so many people have lost loved ones, one of the things I look back culturally is like, fucking, it took John Prine. You know, it sucks.
Yep. All right. On to you,
good,
Andy.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah,
good
thanks.
Way to pick it, Larry. On to me. All right. So if we're choosing wildly inappropriate songs, this will fit the bill. I chose a song by Led Zeppelin.
Ooh.
And it's not what you think, Josh. Josh is thinking, hey mama. Like the way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you groove. No, it's not Black Dog. This one is a song that, while recorded in 1968...
I know what it is. Go ahead.
Didn't see the light of day until like a half dozen years ago.
1997?
No. It was like a half dozen years ago or so they reissued Coda.
97. No. You're wrong.
Was it 97?
It was they re-released it when they released the second... Remember how they did the Mothership box set?
Uh-huh.
Where they did nine.
There was the first box set, and then the
second
Mothership.
One,
yeah.
Well, no. The first box set was the one with the big shadow of the blimp that had four CDs. Each one had their symbol on it, and it was like 85%
of
their library.
That's the first time we got Hey, What Can I Do?
On CD, yes, and also the acoustic version of Black Mountainside or White Summer Black Mountainside. Then, like a year or two later, they released, because that was like 85% of their songs. Then, like a year or two later, they released a two CD box set of all of the rest, and on that was this song.
2015, well, right?
Don't mess with and Josh is an expert in Led Zeppelin. And Josh, when was the Battle of Antietam?
Antietam was 1862, and after the Battle of Antietam, it was also called Battle of Sharpsburg. And
hey, everybody else,
the Gettysburg
Address.
So good.
You know what, Andy? You got me. You were right. This isn't the song that I thought it was. This was just released a couple of years ago on the
after
reissues.
All your horse shit.
Well, no,
after
they released,
get off your step down off your high horse, Mister.
I couldn't remember.
This was
the
on
name
the reissue of,
it. Of
Coda.
Yeah,
right. Like 6-7 years ago,
2015. Yes, exactly actually, right. Yes,
I was 6 years ago. Song, I couldn't think of the name of it, but now I remember. It was called "Baby Come Home." Remember that one that they released? It was supposed
to
be on Led Zeppelin.
Which has so much more to do with Mother.
I said I couldn't remember the name of it, but that's that's the one I thought you were talking about.
Well, nobody said it had to say Mother or Mama in the title.
Yeah.
So,
well, right. I did. I chose mine based on title.
All right. let me do the Magnificent Karnak and see if I can guess all of the songs in the world before you play yours.
All right. Well, it's your turn, Josh. So you want to play that game? Go ahead.
And after Antietam is when Lincoln decided to do the Gettysburg Address because he needed a Union victory to actually declare that the slaves be liberated from the South. So okay.
I see. Right.
So this song. Is I was thinking of songs that with Mama in the title, and this one came to my mind, and I remembered the video, and I said, "Hell yeah!"
I know what this is.
Oh, okay, go for it. Give me a guess. You're never gonna get it.
Oh, Genesis, Mama.
No, you're never gonna get it.
All right.
I love this song.
LL Cool J? That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the video for this?
Yeah.
This was the time when MTV would record like concerts, small concerts, and then they would always take like one song from that concert and make it a video and air that video for like 2 months or whatever. And this was this song was his video for that song. And all I remember from that video is he's got no shirt on, right?
Right.
And he's the whole time he's singing there with his mic and everything. And under his right arm is this clump of white deodorant. It's like the size. It's like the size of a small rock. And he's constantly flexing his guns. And every time he raises his arms, this big white clump. Go back. I guarantee it. It's so gross. I remember thinking,
can
like,
you picture it hanging on the pubic hairs?
No. I remember thinking at the time, I'm like, why doesn't anybody tell him? Why doesn't anybody tell him in between songs to get the...
Now, I would have never expected a clump of deodorant to be a thing that, I mean, it's because it's in its essence, it's meant to be a, you know, cleanliness thing. It's a hygiene thing. And so that's surprising to me. So, oh, God, he's still going. So maybe it's just LL Cool J's underarms that really get to him.
It's the, it's the color and the way it like dangled. And it was so big. And so close.
Well, now I got to go find that video for Friday.
I'm telling you, you'll see it. It's. I remember thinking, why? How did this get on TV? Doesn't anybody edit out the armpit chunk? Or maybe they should be like, can we do another take? Because LL has armpit chunks.
They didn't for Paula Cole.
It was the exact same thing as Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz had the white chunk in his lip. LL Cool J had the white chunk in his armpit. So gross.
The video I thought you were going to say was for off the Genesis album, the one so nice they named it twice. The song Mama, where there's they shoot the video and it's like in black and white, if I remember, and they're like the, you know, this, you know, very slow strobe flashing on Phil Collins' face as he does the chorus, which is ha 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 ha. Oh. I thought that's where you were going.
That is a weird thing.
I thought you were going for Genesis Mama, but no joy.
At that stage in their career, not really putting a lot of effort into the lyric writing, you know? And he's like, Abacab.
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 Yeah, completely made up horseshit. Well, and then, you know, not long before that, or it was just right before that, the Susudio was out, right?
Right. Abacab, which was a placeholder for. Yeah.
Isn't Abacab the chord sequence? It was or
the.
Something?
It was, oh, Abacab is on the Abacab album. That's right.
Yeah, they basically wrote down the chord structure for it.
Which is not mailing it in. Just look at the first thing you see on the floor.
Like, but it's still not the way. Yes, as they were writing the song, it was, you know, how movements of music go A, and then this is the B motif, and this is the A, so forth. It didn't even end up that way. It ended up like Abdabic Book or whatever. But at one point,
that
would have
been a stupid
Abacab
name. So.
Yeah. Can't have that.
Well, here's my Dodo final Lurker Mama song. And much like Andy's, it comes from a great, legendary classic rock band, this time from Queen. Although, again, it is not the same Mama that you might be thinking of, although it is from the same song. It is a cover version of one of their most lauded compositions during their incredible career, but it comes from a different source because I just wanted to be contrary, and it literally was one of the first things that popped into my head. Ladies and gentlemen, Weird Al Yankovic.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life is just begun, but now I've got to throw it all away. Mama,
the Bohemian Polka from Weird Al Yankovic. I just thought that would be a nice way to wrap up our ridiculous Mama songs.
Fantastic.
For like people that like go to his concerts.
They are rabid fans,
Remember when he came into the... Were you there when he came into the sound?
There. I wasn't there, but I...
You were there, right, Larry?
Yes.
Yeah, he came in. I've said this before, but I was asking him, you know, this was about 2011 or so. And, you know, Michael Jackson died, you know, like a year or so before. And he came in to curate our Halloween.
Right.
Right. You know, it was Halloween, right?
I'm pretty sure.
April Fool's Day. It was Halloween. Yeah. So he came in to curate our Halloween and play a bunch of weird songs on Halloween. So all of the DJs went in and had a little session with him. Larry went in and I went in and Julie went in and we all recorded, you know, breaks for the entire day. So he didn't have to be there for 24 hours. And we go and record him. And I asked him during one of them, I said, I'm fat and eat it. Michael Jackson, have you heard from him about, you know, how he feels about those songs? He's like, Well, not lately. but that's fantastic, Larry. Another version, by the way, of Bohemian Rhapsody that you have to hunt down. This is a visual one. Yes. This is where it's acted out.
That immediately popped into my mind when that came. I know exactly what you're talking
about. It is so bad, it's good.
And there's no music to it. They took the lyrics, right?
Yes.
And they acted out the entire song as a cop drama or something like that. And it's just so bad.
Yeah. It's a cop drama, and this one kid is a fugitive, and he's goes to his mom, and he's like, Mama, and she goes,
I just killed him.
I don't want to die. Yeah, it's really something.
There is also did this not too long ago, a great version by the Muppets, which is quite good. And I almost chose that one just so I could isolate the beaker part for Josh, which I think is him going, you know, trying his squeaky Galileo.
Well done, Larry. Yeah, thank you for aggregating all of those.
Happy Mother's Day, yeah, mamas.
This is it's like Groundhog's Day. It keeps happening. Hey, rise and shine, campers.
Is this weekend Groundhog's Day too? What? Is that what you're saying?
That's Mother's Day too. hey, we've got, what should we do first? We've got phone calls and we've got, do you have some emails, other emails, or
I think we could go to the calls. Did we have other business to attend to as well?
Did we?
No, let's get to the calls, man.
We rarely do.
What's that number, Andrew?
I'm glad you asked, because I was going to forget it, like I forget most things. It's 626-657-6428. Hold it. You don't have to remember all that. There's a mnemonic device.
Well, what would that be?
If you don't have to remember that, why even give that out? So exactly. I don't even understand why you're wasting people's time.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, the mnemonic device is O, amok.
Amok.
For those who have trouble spelling amok, Josh wants to make that clear. O, amok.
P-M.
P-M.
Hat. Yeah. Five phone calls to get to. Holy shite.
Let's get to it.
Are you guys ready for this nonsense?
Sure.
Let's get cracking here.
Get ready for the abuse.
All right, I'm going to press this button here, and you're going to hear magic.
Yo, yo, guys, it's Trucker Joe.
Yes.
Anyways, I haven't called you guys in a while. I haven't missed an episode. You're still my favorite podcast. And Andy, I'll give you the, what Republicans say, thoughts and prayers. But we're calling for you, buddy. Anyways, I am listening to your latest show, Yeast Poops Alcohol. This is fucking funny, guys. Just the off-the-cuff bullshit that comes out of your guys' mouth it truly, truly is the epitome of my praise. Just the right amount of stupid. Anyway, you guys, I hope you guys are pulling out of this pandemic. And wishing you guys a great summer.
Glad to hear from him. It's been a while. It's been a while. Worried.
Boy, man, I wish we had listened to that one last, because you know these next four are just going to be ripping us new ones. Yeah. That was such a nice, positive, uplifting. Can we just delete the next four and say call it a day?
By the way, I just pray that he's alone on the freeway and there are no other vehicles near him whenever that happens.
I hope there's a family on bicycles. Right beside.
Send them scurrying off into a ditch. Oh,
in a culvert somewhere. I'm just looking, and all I see is half a sentence here of the translation, the text, the speech to text here of this, and I see the last two words of this. It's like the eighth and ninth word of this phone call. I will preface this then by saying that in the message, the answering machine, the box, the voicemail message, Josh asks people what they're wearing.
Oh, okay. Right.
So I think that helps a little bit here. But let's get right into this very short phone call.
this is Peter from NorCal. I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Josh, stop whispering when you tell stories. You're not just telling it to your buddies. We can't always hear you, dude.
Should we explain?
Oh,
why?
Boy.
Was it on the podcast when we had this argument last time? Did that make it on the podcast? My setup, I am not a professional radio person.
Oh, they know that, Josh.
I don't have the setup that those guys have. So when my little setup here is I can hear them perfectly through my headphones, but I can't hear myself. So I don't know when I'm on mic and when I'm like backed off, which has been, there's times when Andy's like, get on the mic, you idiot. And you know, because I'm like talking over here like this.
Well, I've got a really good tip for you, Josh.
Yes.
Yeah. When you're near it, you're on the microphone, and when you're away from it, you are off microphone.
And what you have there, Josh,
I get animated.
What you have in front of you is a Shure SM7B. It may be the largest dynamic microphone made on the planet. I'm not sure. It's kind of hard to miss.
Do you remember, like, was it in the 60s? What was it? Was it in the 60s or 70s? Like, they had, people who do interviews had, like, a necklace thing that they would wear that would be like a mic stand. So that they had the mic that was always, like, attached to their chest, right, and they could walk around. I should just get one of those so I can move around and it's always just buried right in my face.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like... Well, we've tried everything. We tried the headset. And now that it's pretty cool.
I think
that
we're going to have to hook him up with a shock collar.
Hick him up
with a shock collar.
Every now and then, I like a little hick him up in my salad.
Why do I even make this effort?
Hick him up.
Josh hicked him up a little bit earlier when we were talking about LL Cool.
Was it the deodorant on his underarm that got him going? Is that it? Is that what you're talking about?
As I gag, you wonder why I'm not on the mic. I'm crying and sweating because you're making me think of LL Cool J's pit chunks.
It's just caked and white and it. Hick, you know, up. Like the big, but, like it hangs together, like
probably
a
smelled
little
of
bit of
sweat
soap
at that point too.
LL hick 'em up.
All right, with you. Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a pit chunk.
Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback up. All right, here we go. You ready for the next call?
Sure.
Here we go.
Hey, Afters, this is Dave calling. It's been a while, but just wanted to say I just got finished listening to the show today. And really enjoyed your stories about your mother. So it really brought back memories for me and stuff. And one of the best memories I have of my mom was her taking me to the calendar and telling me that Mother's Day is the second Sunday of May. Anyway, love you guys. Hope you're all doing well.
Son of a bitch.
And take it easy. Talk to you later.
Thought we were going to slide by. That was the third call in, and nobody mentioned it, but... Yep. But Mr. Sarcasm Boy had to raise his head. And,
thanks, wise ass. Appreciate it.
All right. All right. We accept it. We'll take it. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Go ahead.
That one came in at 12:18 a.m. on Friday.
What are y'all doing, man? These party people out here.
All sorts of hours of the day.
And they choose to party by listening to our podcast. That's concerning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I have my phone, like, right by the bedside. So even though, it was on Do Not Disturb, I'm sure that sent all sorts of electromagnetic waves into my brain. Thanks a lot. Thanks a heap.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Appreciate that a lot. All right, ready for another one?
Sure.
We have two more to go here. Let's go.
This is George from Long Beach. You were going to call me on date night, so I'm preemptively calling you on date night. So here we are. My wife and I are sitting on our front porch. It is just before 6 p.m. on Friday evening. We have a park in front of us, 4.6 acres, and we're enjoying beers. She has a Stella. And I have an IPA, which I brewed myself.
Nice.
It's a Simcoe only hops IPA. Very nice. And let me let her say hello. Okay, it's been kind of a busy day. We had our first monarch butterfly release. The grandkids have been watching monarch, well, the caterpillars go into a chrysalis and then become monarch butterflies. And we had our first release here this afternoon, and it was not too bad. It actually survived out of our backyard, so good for the caterpillars and coming into monarch butterflies. Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Bye.
Good release.
Yeah. That's what she said. That's
good, yeah, it good was release on date night. Yeah.
I didn't mean that she. Oh, I meant the proverbial she that says things like
that. Okay, I'm sorry. Misunderstood.
Nice release.
Wow, kudos to him for calling us on date night.
Yeah, I'm not sure what all that was about, but that was lovely to hear from George.
It obviously is a reference to something we said to George in a previous episode that I'm completely forgetting at this point. So
I see.
I'm glad we got the update, though.
Yes.
And that we heard from Mrs. George, because apparently she doesn't have a name. I don't think he gave a name to her.
Mrs. George. I think Mrs. George, I think, is the name.
I believe Josh is absolutely frozen.
It's Mrs. George from Long Beach. That's what her name is.
Look at Josh.
Oh, Josh is frozen.
And
man.
And he's not messing with us this time because the fan is not moving up in his top right.
Yeah, we lost him. All right, let me see if he, well, maybe he'll try to rejoin us here in just a second.
No, he might have just bailed.
He had enough. Well, the issue here is we've got one more call.
Yeah.
And I think you know who the call is from.
All right.
Go ahead and hit. Should we hit that and play it, or should we give Josh 30 seconds to try to reconnect?
Well, why don't we play it and see if he can reconnect in the period that we
All
are.
Right. All right. There you go. All right. Hit it.
Low energy bike. Art. Low energy bike.
Hey, Affers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. We've been having some really nice weather in this part of the country. Mostly sunny with a high around 75. We've been working a bunch of small jobs off of the list the last couple weeks. It's nice to have these out of the way. Everything from cleaning irrigation ditches to building a flat spot for an above ground swimming pool. With the miscellaneous garage dig out thrown in. Saturday was the grand opening for the local community center. They had arranged for four musical acts, and I got to set in with three of them for a couple songs each.
Cool.
Then a very short jam session afterwards. Big fun was had. Didn't get to go mountain biking Sunday as it rained like a dirty bastard Saturday night. This Sunday should be great conditions for the trails. Well, it's off to dig some ditches. And that's what I do. Talk to you later.
It rained like a dirty bastard?
That's pretty great. I'm going to use that. I can't wait for it to rain again. Here we go.
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
Thanks for doing that. Larry, what has happened to Josh?
His internet has crashed. So
he has to reboot.
Perhaps in the rebooting mode. So I'm not entirely sure we're going to hear from him again. So let's either talk about him or...
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about him. One thing I want to... You know, George from Long Beach was just talking a second ago about trying his Simcoe-only hop beverage. And I've been drinking these non-alcoholic beers here lately and enjoying them more than I thought I would. I find that making them extremely cold and smoking pot really makes them seem less not beer-like.
Excellent. I've actually been imbibing in, if you can call it that, the same, because I am at a point now where alcohol just gives me a big old freaking headache, and I do not enjoy it anymore. So,
you know, somebody turned me on to the
hop. I just missed a whole big chunk of this because I think I have a lot of disagreeing to do.
you missed low energy Mike. So you can.
Was it about booze? What happened?
No, but it rained like a dirty bastard at one point.
It did. Welcome back, Josh. But Larry, the hop refresher, somebody turned me on to the Lagunitas hop refresher.
Yes.
It's basically a spritzer. It's clear that has a hint of IPA in it. I tried them this last weekend. There's zero calories, zero carbs, and gluten-free and all that.
Oh, wow.
They kind of taste like a hop ran through them. They're not
gotcha.
What I would call robust. I'm on the fence about them at this point.
Well, I've actually found a new brewing company, Two Roots, T-W-O, Two Roots Brewing Company, that does a non-alcoholic IPA and some others, and quite good if you want to try and change it up and look for that. They got it at the, if you got a BevMo nearby.
I might go to BevMo.
They got it there. And
I can go to BevMo.
Very nice. And they have a few varieties as well. I've noticed theirs might be even more caloric than the Athletic. So
that's what I don't want, because I'm turning into a fat ass.
I was
just
say,
drinking NA beer.
Weight wise, are you still putting it on?
Yeah, you know, like maybe a pound a week. I got to up the athletic activity.
Cut out the NA IPAs.
The NAIPAs. I got to do something about it. You know what I tried for the first time? I went to Costco with the boy yesterday, and we just loaded up on shit. And you know what I tried for the first time? They had organic celery juice, cold-pressed organic celery juice. And someone told me that it has great antioxidant properties. And
that in stores. I saw it at Vaughn's, and I was curious about that.
They say it's being hailed, among people in my position, battling cancer, that celery somehow is this superfood for, antioxidant purposes. And I tried it, and, celery can be a little bit bitter when you just eat it. And so I was thinking in my mind, this probably isn't going to be very good. But I tried it when I got home, and I have to say, it was actually not tasty at all.
I don't know what's come into me lately, but in the last, 3 months, I've been eating the shit out of celery. I would have to say celery's been an MVP food for this pandemic for me. I don't know why. Well, I never liked celery when I was a kid, but now I'm like, I actually kind of crave it every once in a while.
Then you should try the celery juice, because it tastes like Satan ate some celery and this dribbled down his thigh.
Dribbled down the back of his thigh.
So, similar to to the breakdown of how we learned how beer is made, Satan ate some celery and pooped out some juice, is what you're saying.
And it's this amazing yes. antioxidant Satan celery juice.
Yeah. were there any urgent messages on the in the YAF sack, Larry? We want to encourage people to reach out and at least give the address for folks.
Yeah, let's put that out there again. And thank you for, we have a smattering of emails, but we don't need to take up more time with those. But I'll read some in the future episode. You can go to the internet and then pull up your favorite email platform and then type in the to line, your artificial friends at gmail.com. Just want to make sure we cover the bases.
And then press enter.
Oh, and then, you would want to actually put in the body of the email, which is the bigger block toward the
square,
bottom,
yeah.
generally.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
whatever,
yeah.
Information or message you would like to pass along, and then you would need to go up and hit. So if you want to put a subject line in, that's always helpful, too. So
go on.
Call Josh. He can walk you through it. It's fun.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I got my second shot. I got my second shot.
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing this.
Well, I want to bug everybody out there that's listening to go get your shots.
Because you want everybody to suffer like you did yesterday?
I want to go see a friggin' hockey game or something and not have to worry about some schmo who didn't take a shot. There doesn't, let's just do it. Let's get this stupid thing over with. There's nothing to be scared of.
Good for you for doing that. And you felt a little poopy for 24 hours?
I anticipated feeling shitty. I got it at lunchtime on Friday, and I anticipated feeling shitty that night, which I didn't. And I was like, yeah, I'm better than this. No way it's going to make me feel bad. And then it must have started to kick in the middle of the night, because I woke up in the morning and I was like, you know how when you the flu's coming on, and you're not really sick yet, but you can feel it in your bones. Like, you're like, there's something definitely in me that's not right. I started to feel like that at 8 in the morning yesterday. And then as just the day went, I stayed up for like an hour, hour and a half. And in that hour and a half, it just got worse. And then we were supposed to do this podcast yesterday. And I was like, by the time that time comes around, I'm just going to feel like shit. So we moved it to today. And I literally, after I sent you guys that text, I crawled into bed and slept for like 2.5 hours. I woke up and I felt amazing. And then continued the rest of my day. And then around 6 o'clock last night, the aches started to come back in until I went to sleep. And I slept all through the night, woke up this morning and shot out of bed full of piss and vinegar. And I feel great.
There you go.
So,
nice.
So I didn't have it as bad as I thought I was going to get it. So
nice. If we would have done it yesterday, maybe we might have gotten a real puke.
I think I probably would have felt because. But when I got up, we would have been like 20 minutes into the podcast, and that's when I felt great. So who knows? Maybe I'd have been all right. So,
Josh, how can people reach out to you and ask you more about your immunization
history? JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. Go get your shots. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Well said.
There you go.
Lars?
You can find me on Instagram at TheLarryMorgan.
You can find me in three places.
Ooh.
Andy_Chanley on Twitter, Andy Chanley, all one word on, the Instagram, and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
And will your hair adventure be posted for the public to view, the documentation?
I don't know. Lara was asking, can I put up this picture of your mohawk? And I'm like, yeah, all right.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Can we put this picture up of your back hair?
I'm gonna wait until you.
Are you gonna get a? I want you to get a mohawk on your back. Then you just look like a racing bike skid mark right up the side of your back.
I'm just gonna do a mohawk in my scrotum.
There you go. No need to post that.
A scrohawk.
A scrohawk. Josh for the win. All right. Thanks, everybody.
We got nothing left to say after that.
Yeah. Let's sing the damn song now. That's it. Okay. We lost Andy.
Hog jargon and scrohawks.
When the people that you know don't like you, and you treasure friendships in, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Bye-bye.
Delightful. Bye, boys.